A Pennsylvania grand jury report found that leaders in the Roman Catholic Church there persuaded victims not to report sexual abuse and convinced law enforcement not to investigate it either. News of the cover-up, which protected over 300 abusive clergy, has sparked a call for increased accountability nationwide. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson takes a look at what's happening in Wyoming.
In early July, Stephen Bigler, bishop of the Cheyenne Diocese, publicly announced in a press release that Joseph Hart was under investigation by the Cheyenne Police Department for sexual abuse. Hart served as Wyoming's bishop from 1978 until 2001. Bigler also asked that a letter be read during Mass in all of Wyoming's parishes. He says he wanted to be transparent.
Part of the reason for transparency is then to prevent any possible further harm, if there's any possibility of that whatsoever. Because we know other places were not transparent, because they were not, more people were harmed.
A month and a half after Bigler's announcement, the national news erupted with stories of rampant sexual abuse by Catholic clergy in Pennsylvania.
Alleging a cover-up of Catholic priest sex abuses dating
back to the first statewide report will reveal accusations against more than 300 so-called predator priests.
300 pedophile priests and 1,000-plus victims in Pennsylvania.
Bigler says he's concerned that people have this impression that the large-scale cover-up in Pennsylvania is happening everywhere.
It's not at all accurate. More the norm is that bishops are doing their best to really do this well. That's my experience.
But he admits there are some real barriers to justice. When Bigler took his post in Wyoming a little over a year ago, he says his predecessor, Bishop Paul Etchen, told him about previous allegations against Joseph Hart and encouraged him to continue to pursue accountability and healing. Hart, who's in his 80s and still lives in Cheyenne, had been accused of child sexual abuse in Wyoming, as well as Kansas City, where he previously served as a priest. But he'd never been criminally charged. According to Bigler, in 2002, a victim called the Cheyenne Police Department to report Hart. At the time, the police were unable to obtain a full interview with the victim and close the case for lack of evidence. But a settlement paid by the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese in 2008 for a suit involving several accused clergy, including Hart, brought the issue to the surface again. Family members of the victim, whose report had gone nowhere, approached the diocese.
And they said, when will something be done?
Bigler says that's when Etchen turned to the Vatican.
So he actually wrote to Rome in 2010 and asked them to open an investigation. He did some activity. He tried to move this case forward.
The Cheyenne Diocese put restrictions on Hart's public activities as a clergy member, but outside of Wyoming, no further action was taken by the Catholic Church. And that's where things stood until Bigler took over as bishop 15 months ago.
There was no resolution of guilt or innocence, and so we felt that clarity needed to be found, for number one. And secondly, the church has a mission to protect and heal the least.
6 months into his new position, he initiated an investigation and was able to sit down for a longer conversation with the individual who reported Hart back in 2002. With his permission, a transcript of the conversation was shared with law enforcement. The Cheyenne PD has since opened a case, according to Officer Dan Long.
As of right now, I know that the investigation is still ongoing and that our Cheyenne Police Department detectives are still working the case.
Since then, two more men have come forward to report being abused by Hart as kids, and Bigler is hoping the case is gaining traction. But he's also heard some pushback.
People criticize us for making a press release when the investigation of the civil authorities was still underway.
Hart's lawyer, Tom Jubin, issued a press release saying, quote, "The Diocese of Cheyenne is engaging in a smear campaign," close quote. Jubin declined to comment further. Following the 2002 sexual abuse scandal in Boston, portrayed in the movie Spotlight, all dioceses were required to set up review boards comprised of community members with experience responding to sexual abuse. Wyoming's board, that's looking at this case, includes educators, mental health professionals, and community leaders, as well as Laramie County Circuit Court Judge Antoinette Williams. The board works with the bishop to review allegations and to notify the public. But Tim Lennon, president of the Survivors Network for those abused by priests, says justice can't be left up to the Catholic Church and local law enforcement.
This cannot be just for the moment kind of investigation where the church controls the information. We need true independence. We need something that has power.
His organization is calling for grand jury investigations like Pennsylvania's in all 50 states. Wyoming statute gives the attorney general and the governor authority to convene a statewide grand jury if it's deemed to be in the public's interest. At this time, Governor Matt Mead is not publicly considering a statewide grand jury investigation, nor is Attorney General Peter Michael. But Bigler says he's committed to seeking justice, and he's heard from survivors who've noticed his efforts. One woman wrote him a 5-page letter.
She wrote to me and she said, "You don't know what it means as a victim for me to hear the actions you're taking." What victims want, she said, is they want someone to defend them. And so it's a greater good that we're doing, not just for the particular case at hand, but to speak into the culture regarding this situation.
He hopes the investigation has benefits beyond the case against former Bishop Hart. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.